Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. Okay, big welcome to today's podcast. I have a guest, which I'm really pleased about. We're going to call this episode Prioritizing Back and Self-Care. I'm really happy to be introducing you to Vicky Messenger, who's kindly come on the podcast today. So Vicky, big welcome to you and thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Bev. It's lovely to be here. Lovely to be asked. Thank you very much.
Hooray. So we met at Women in Business Networking because I love attending. You look after business women all the time. You're both a coach and mentor for women in business and in corporate as well. And also you run, I think, already 7 Women in Business Networking groups, which I have to say are amazing. You'll have to check that out after in the show notes, everyone. But you do so many different things. Now, before we start talking about your Pilates journey and why we're going to be talking about prioritizing your back and self-care in your life, we will talk about all of that. But I thought it'd be really interesting to talk a little bit about your work journey, because until I read your bio today, I had no idea that the extent of your corporate background, but also that some of the things that you're qualified in as well, counseling and so many things. So John, just tell us a little bit about your work journey.
We could be here all day, so I'll keep it tight. It's a funny one. I mean, I came out of sort of school wanting to be an actress, actually, of all things. Didn't have the confidence really when I was young though to really properly pursue it. And so I was a little bit lost, if I'm honest, as to what to do. But I knew that I loved kind of people, and that's really why I loved acting, was because I loved embodying, you know, other people's stories and their journey and doing that. And I think actually that sort of plays out in my world now, because I'm way more comfortable almost vicariously working through other people. I love championing women in business, and you know, I would much rather sit in the back and watch somebody else succeed. Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't going to serve me very well in the theatre to be like that. So, but anyway, I kind of started my professional work in recruitment thinking I'll work with people, I'll help people. And I was in recruitment for about 7 years until 2009 and the recession, and it was just impossible. And it also, to be honest, it was really clear that it wasn't so much about helping people, it was more about selling people, which I wasn't overly comfortable with. So I actually I left without a job to go to. This is kind of in my 20s, so you could kind of take those sort of risks at that age, and ended up working for a multinational kind of IT communications company, and was there in the end for 10 years. But about 6-7 years in, I had a plan. I was starting a family, and I knew I'd come, yeah, quite far away from that original sort of, I trained in counselling really young, actually, wanted to get into psychotherapy. That was around the same time as the recruitment side of things, kind of had parked that. So, yeah, I knew I wanted to revisit something relating to people. And I ended up going to a 2-day coaching sort of seminar in London. And I knew within minutes, I was like, this is it. This is really what it's all about. So, and I've never really looked back. And that was a good 8 or 9 years ago that I went to that seminar. So yeah, I've been coaching ever since. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And how old are your children now?
I have 2 boys and they're 8 and 5. Yeah.
Oh.
Bless. They keep me busy.
Yeah. You're definitely kept on your toes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really great. So obviously we met at Women in Business, and do you want to share sort of why you ended up coming along to the Pilates together?
Yeah, why I ended up coming to your Pilates classes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I met you through Women in Business Network, and you always receive brilliant testimonials in our meetings, and for really good reason. And I've been doing Pilates for was trying to work this out earlier, actually, probably about 14 years, something like that, on and off. I did ballet all through my childhood, sort of 3 until sort of 17. So that's the kind of exercise that I was sort of used to, quite disciplined, quite, you know, I was never limber enough to be a particularly good, like, jazz dancer, for example, or anything like that. I really liked the discipline of ballet. And I was just always too tall. I'm nearly 5'9", and I always got the boy parts, and just didn't, wasn't great. So I never pursued that. But when I came to Pilates, I was like, this is the kind of exercise I love, because, it's quite controlled, quite safe, but also very... encourages a lot of presence, I think. I mean, you bring a lot of mindfulness into Pilates, more than perhaps other teachers, but yeah, for me it is time to just slow down and be in the moment. But yeah, I came to your class because it was actually a year ago now I fell down the stairs. I used to do a lot of Pilates on my own and was quite comfortable doing that, having had lots of classes, in-person classes before. But yeah, I fell down the stairs last June and really hurt my back. I mean, I fractured my coccyx and I pushed my back out really badly, and it really knocked my confidence, like, movement wise and I just it took me a long time to feel sort of strong enough to even consider a class, to be honest. So I did your taster class and you made me feel really safe, and I knew that you were hugely experienced in back pain and back issues, and you hold this really wonderful space in the classes, and you're able to be really prescriptive for the individuals in the class, as well as supporting the whole as a group, which is, you know, a real skill. So I love it. Yeah, it's the one online kind of exercise class I've ever enjoyed. Other classes just haven't sat right for different reasons, but yours is the one. So yeah.
Oh, bless, thank you. Thank you very much. And how, because when you first came along at the very first lesson I met you at, your confidence had gone in movement and in even in Pilates. So it's like learning to ride a bike. Once you can ride a bike, you can ride a bike, but then you can then get back on a bike and ride a bike again, or you go for a walk and you can go for a walk. But with Pilates, and obviously if you had, you know, that fall and all of that happen, you'd really lost your confidence, and there was still some pain going there and a fear there. So how did you find that first lesson to kind of where you've obviously been progressing and you've improved so much since then? What's the journey you've been on since that first lesson to now, like, moving well and doing so much more up through the levels and strength?
That's right. Yeah, it's come back quickly, which I'm pleased about. I mean, it's night and day. I mean, first taster session, then first lesson. Yeah, I really was not feeling it. Every time I got down on the mat, it was, you know, difficult. Nothing felt easy at all. And it's tricky when you've been at a fairly advanced level and then suddenly you're a bit of a, you know, I don't know, you're just very incapacitated, let's just say, and like that. And I think it was an emotional thing. And like I say, the space that you held made it possible for me. And because you, you give the different level options, because it's tempting, I think, to, you want to be where you were, but I wasn't confident enough to be where I was. So it was really good to work at a level one or two for a while. I mean, I don't even know how long I've been coming to your classes now, but it's a good few months. And so working at the lower levels for a while and then building it up. And now I feel pretty confident to do, you know, if you say level 3 or 4, then I'll generally go for it. But it's just nice to have that option. So yeah, I think you tell me, I'm doing a lot better than I was, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of the consistency that now I need to get in. I need to do more work outside of the classes and utilize all the brilliant things that you offer, which is, you know, the 6 minutes and the meditations and things like that. I just need to be disciplined about carving out my time a bit better.
Yeah, that's something that we talked about briefly before coming live on the podcast today. Is you were saying, you know, how do you fit it in? It can be tricky, and, you know, keeping, as you're saying, keeping up the practice in between, that can be challenging, and you're juggling different things. And that's why we decided to call it together, prioritizing your back and self-care. So you told me, though, well done. You can get a high five for this. That you did practice this morning, though.
Did.
So well done for that.
you know, sometimes it involves a bit of self-coaching, doesn't it? So I kind of thought, well, how would I, you know, I am very much of the mindset that you do create time. You can create time for yourself. You just have to, you know, set the intention and then, you know, make it happen, commit to it. And that's really what I did. So I decided last night, I was like, well, I've got Bev's podcast. And also I just want to have a, it's one of my quieter weeks work-wise. So I was like, right, I need to kind of find the time, make the time. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hope to do it most days this week. So yeah, but I think lots of people will relate. You know, it's, I know busyness can be a bit of an excuse, and it can be also, it can become almost a bit of a limiting belief, but I think it's quite a reality to most people. You know, if you're a parent, or if you're, you know, you're running businesses and or just work, you know, it's hard to find time. But what I did is I just got up earlier. I was like, I'm going to do it. Go to bed earlier, get up earlier. And that's what works.
So. That was the solution.
Yeah.
So you said 6 minutes. So for those of you listening, like, what on earth is she talking? What is Vicky talking about? I'll give you 6 minutes. So I give you in between your class or classes or one-to-one transformation programs, I give you 6 minutes video to practice, which you, some people do it off by heart and some people click play on the video. So it's just, it's like daily maintenance for your back and body. It's very basic. It has got basic core stability and it's got sort of basic back stretches and breathing in it. It is pretty basic, but we all kind of need that sort of basic everyday movement to maintain ourselves, especially if we're sitting at the desk a lot as well, in between, you know, progressing your practice in a class or kind of one-to-one. So obviously in you're doing your core stability, your back strength, your stretching in classes, your good posture, your breathing, but you did touch on that we do bring in a bit of mindfulness. So before we came on today, we did actually do one of the stress to calm exercises, which I like calling Calm to Happy in 1 minute, but actually in our books, it ended up being called the Happy Exercise, which is still very nice. So we did that before we started, just for a bit of time out between, we've both got quite a busy day of work and different things on today. So just to take a bit of calm. I have to say it made me feel a lot better, Vicky. Did it make you feel a lot better?
So good. Yeah. And I must remember to use it more like between Zooms or whatever. Yeah. Just to get recentered, like you say, because otherwise you can kind of end up pulling what you were just doing into what you're doing next, which is a bit, yeah, it's a really, really good exercise. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, bless. So we also pick affirmations, positive affirmations, every single lesson as well. And every episode, like to pick one for both you and the listener. So I actually picked it just before. So today's affirmation from Happy and Calm Cards is, what I like about me is. Ooh.
Ooh.
So this is an interesting one, because I have this card also in the kiddie deck as well, in the Happy Kids cards. And the younger children don't actually know, until they're taught it, they don't understand what this means. They might say something like, what I like about me is I like trains. For example, a six-year-old might say that,
yeah.
As opposed to saying they like their smile or they're kind or whatever else they might say.
Yeah.
So I'd like you to have a think that for you listening, what does that actually mean to you today? And Vicky, if you're happy to share, what does that mean to you today?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll be really honest. I think I felt immediate resistance. You know, I think it's quite typical, particularly in women. I don't know. That's my lived experience anyway, that sometimes it's hard to find that self-love. I don't know. But then I flipped quite quickly, because I've done a lot of personal development, as I know you have. And I just think, yeah, I mean, there is lots that I value about myself, honestly. I'd say top professionally is what I was saying earlier, really, is this, I'm so motivated by other people's success. So that would be my sort of, and I'm, given what I do professionally, I'm a genuinely really good active listener, so just holding that space for people. But in my personal life, similarly, I can do the same. I think I'm just hugely loyal, and I love my friends, I love my family. Yeah.
Oh, that is really nice. That is really, really nice. Thank you. And what about you listening? For me, what I like about me is, what should I go for? I think most of the time I like my enthusiasm. But sometimes my enthusiasm goes down and then I have to have a sleep or something to get the enthusiasm back. I'm not being very enthusiastic today. I also like that, my determination. And I'm a good mum as well, I think. And I'm a good teacher. Yeah, I like what you said about loyal and, you know, friends and family as well. I think that's really, really nice. How do you find, because in your mindfulness Pilates with me, we bring in affirmations. So we journal with an affirmation for 1 minute each class, but equally you can think about the affirmation, but we also bring the affirmations into the exercise sometimes. So if it's a back strengthener, it's also sometimes about changing, you know, maybe, I don't know how you felt about your back strength before you started seeing me for the Pilates, but we bring in affirmations like my back strength is getting stronger, for example, whilst you're doing the back strengthening. So how do you find it in the different ways? How do you find it in relation to doing it, an affirmation and absorbing that affirmation whilst you're doing an exercise also, and also journaling as well?
Yeah, I mean, genuinely, I love it. I love how you managed to weave it in. I love the journaling. I always find that I'm still scribbling, you know, when you say 1 minute's up and I'm like, I want to carry on. I do love a little bit of journaling. And yeah, the way that you weave it into the actual exercises themselves, I think it's really important. I mean, the mind-body connection and your relationship in that sense is essential, isn't it? So I think that's great. And some of it I pick up on quite consciously. Some of it I think just sort of seeps in, because you know you might be focusing more on the actual movement and not listening so much to what you're saying, and then sometimes I tune in to what you're saying. I'm a big believer, and I think it's given my own experience with my back and everything, I think it would have been easy to be really angry with my back and angry with the situation because it was quite a traumatic experience. And I think I certainly know I hold a lot of emotion in my body, into my neck, into my back and my shoulders. And that's why we have these expressions, isn't it? Like, oh, there's such a pain in the neck, or, you know, I've got the world on my shoulders, or those kind of metaphors are because that's, you know, that's where we're holding it all. And so I am not guilty of that, but that is the way my body responds to emotion for sure. So to be on board with my body and let it do what it needs to do, and you really supporting that through your different processes is really, really helpful.
And how do you find the stretching, because obviously from a back point of view, it's very important to strengthen the core stability, it's very important to strengthen the back, but equally important, some people only stretch and then they wonder why things aren't sorting out, because you can't only stretch, but equally you can't only strengthen, because the back and the buttocks and the hips really need, I call them back maintenance stretches. I mean, the ones you do in your 6 minutes are extremely basic but very sort of soothing and massagey feeling in the stretches. But then you go into deeper ones as well, which bring in sort of obviously stretching into the buttocks as well as the back and the hips. So how do you find the stretching side for your back?
Really helpful, because I think I probably would have leaned more towards the strengthening before, with only a few in between basic sort of child pose or, you know, those sorts of things. So hugely helpful. Yeah. Because I think I probably approached Pilates in the beginning as like an exercise class, do you know what I mean? And toning and that sort of angle, whereas now I really like the slowing down aspect and the stretching out those muscles that are otherwise just really tight. So it's a good
otherwise it just that area can hold too much tension, or it can go into an ache, or part of the pain can be one size too tight, or they just, both sides need a good stretch out, but in a safe way that's right for your body. Because like I find I suppose it's like a menu of back maintenance stretches, but within that menu, some clients can do all of those, like yourself, and other clients, two out of three of them, for example, is perfect, but one isn't for whatever reason. But yeah, I'm glad you're, I'm so happy you found it again, and because it's like a support for the body, isn't it?
Yeah, mind and body.
Mind and body. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if I didn't do it, my back would be all over the place. I mean, it's not where I want it to be quite yet, but I know if I manage to, I think you've got to build habits, haven't you? So yeah,
yeah.
I think committing to your class every week is brill, but then it's, you know, yeah, how do I then now build on that, now that I've got to that point? Yeah, how do I then add in more and more? And then I think I'll be feeling brilliant. Can't wait for that.
yeah.
I just feel a bit clunky still and a bit, you know, my next bit. But yeah, I'm getting there. I'm way better than I was. So
yeah. Some clients from an accountability point of view do book in then for more classes, or some just go and practice more. So how are you going to carve out your time? You did it today. So you did the sleep earlier, get up a bit earlier. Is that the secret?
I think that must be it. Yeah, because I mean, everyone has different lifestyles and different setups. And I guess another time would be an evening, but I just don't find that works. I'm usually working, if I'm honest, or, you know, husband's around. It, at least in the morning, it's just quiet and I can just do my thing. So I think that is what works. So I just need to stick to it. Yeah.
Report back. I'll be finding out. So we're going to go into a little relaxation next. So Vicky shared that she finds the counting breathing really effective. So we're going to go into a counting breathing relaxation meditation next. So really hope you enjoy this one. You can do this sitting or lying down or on a walk. You don't have to have your eyes closed. And you don't have to sit like a Buddha. So you can kind of, you know, whatever's comfy for you. So enjoy this next. So big welcome to your number 1 to 5 relaxation meditation. Sitting, standing or lying down. If you're lying down, bend your knees for back support and place your hands on your tummy or arms down by your side, wherever is comfortable for you. You're going to do relaxation abdominal breathing where you let the tummy rise and fall. So you're going to be breathing in through your nose for a count of 1 and exhaling for a count of 2. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. And on the next one, you're going to breathe in for 2 and out for 3. Breathe into your tummy like a balloon inflating and then relax the tummy. Next one is in for 3 and out for 4. Let your tummy rise and fall and relax your head, neck and shoulders. Well done. Breathe. Next one is in for 4 and out for up to 5. Just let your tummy rise and fall. Well done. And on the next one, you're going to breathe in for 5 at your own pace and out for up to 6. And then you're going to repeat this one more time, starting at number 1. On the next out-breath, relax your shoulders, happy shoulders. In for 1 and out for 2, relax. You know what you're doing now. In for 2, out for 3, relax. Relaxing your back, hips and thighs. In for 3 and out for 4, relax. Relaxing your shoulders, arms, hands, thumbs and fingers. Let your tummy rise and fall. In for 4, out for 5, relax. My posture is improving. Relax your legs, hips, feet and toes. And finally in for 5, out for 6. My posture is improving, re-energizing, feeling stronger, calmer, more resilient in body and mind. Remember, you can take yourself back to this breathing anytime you like. Take a breath in, you can either repeat it again or take a breath in. As you exhale, wiggle your fingers and your toes, slowly open your eyes or stay there longer and have a glass of water. Really hope you found that useful today. Enjoy. Okay, so big welcome back after the breathing. How did you get on? How do you feel after? Did you do it sitting, standing, lying down, on a walk? How did you do that? And where do you listen to the podcast, actually? I always find this really interesting. Sometimes I listen to podcasts when I'm out on a walk. Sometimes I listen to them when I'm cooking in the kitchen, cleaning the kitchen. I really like a bit of company when I'm doing that sort of thing. or chores around the house. I love having a podcast on. I find that really nice. Where do you listen to your podcasts, Vicky?
Yeah, similarly. I'll say probably mostly driving now that I'm all over the Thames Valley, Bucks Barks area for my meetings and travelling into London and that sort of stuff. Yeah, I'd say probably travel time is my podcast time. Yeah, sometimes first thing, you know, when I'm getting ready in the morning, I'll just be listening to something when I'm doing that. Put my headphones. And I also like to catch up on audiobooks. So it's kind of like what I do when. Yeah, that was my secret. So I used to beat myself up about not being able to read enough, of professional material, like self-development stuff. And then I discovered Audible. And yeah, so it's all the audiobooks now. Now I feel good that I can keep on top of it. But
yeah.
And it also means, and then that now I start reading, I've read, started reading fiction again in the evening, you know, at bedtime.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I might read a fiction book next week on holiday.
And that feels like self-care, actually. That's like,
yes, absolutely.
I have to learn all the time and better myself, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, I could just disappear into fiction for a while.
So I thought we'd finish off by talking about that, actually, of any tips you'd give anyone for their backs and self-care that you'd like to leave as parting with them today?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, I mean, I have to say I'm guilty. I mean, I can support other people with their self-care. My own is, you know, I find it tricky. There's just always so many other important things to do. But again, I've just sort of, it's that sort of atomic habit idea, really, just sort of micro changes just to try and integrate things without it being a massive chore, and just tiny little switches, like the audio, you know, like the Audible thing, like reading fiction in the evening, like just doing, even if it's 10 minutes Pilates in the morning, you know, just to get something in. I think it really is about identifying if you're feeling some resistance to doing that stuff, dig a bit deeper and see, you know, why that might be, what limiting beliefs are coming up that are stopping you prioritizing yourself, putting yourself higher up on your agenda and your to-do list. But then there's the practical side of it, which is, like I was saying earlier, you know, just like making the time, creating the time, committing to it, setting the intention, and just mapping it into your calendar.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone gave me it was actually Sarah, my predecessor, who you know. She gave us a tip, and it was to have an always there section in your calendar that says something. So now on a Friday afternoon, from most Fridays, I've actually just booked a client, but anyway, most Fridays, I have like 12 till 3, I've got something booked, blocked. So that if somebody says, oh, can you do Friday? I was previously saying, no, I'm sorry, I've got something in my diary. And I was loving that. You know, I was really making sure I was doing stuff that was fun for myself, be it going to a nice coffee shop, going for a walk, going for shopping for an hour, you know, whatever it was, I was doing it, which I love. My client's only every other week, so I couldn't, maybe I have to move my something on her week. So, yeah.
That sounds a good idea. One of my favourite authors called Julia Cameron, she calls that an artist's day. I love her book, The Artist's Way, and her workbook as well. I really love, and that's what I do as well. I take a chapter of her workbook and go and journal with it, and then have a nice cafe with a cappuccino. But that sounds a really wonderful tip for us. So thank you, Sarah Van Dort, for that tip. But yeah, it's a fantastic tip. And yeah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Vicky. I'll put all your details in the show notes. You can go and see Vicky for business coaching and Women in Business Networking. And it's not just in person as well. It's also, you do an online one as well, which is great, on Zoom. That's the one that I go to, which is very good.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thank you for having me, Bev. It's a lovely podcast and gorgeous classes. And it's lovely working together. So thank you for that. Thank you for the confidence in my back and my ability.
Yeah, do you know something I forgot? Thank you so much. And I love doing that for people. But I also love, I'm meant to talk more about it today, but I'm going to have to mention it quickly in the last minute. I love teaching people's mums, and I'm teaching your mum.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. I knew my mum. Yeah, my mum is very holistic as well. She's a Reiki practitioner, as you know. And she was talking about, she was exploring, she's always done yoga on and off. But yeah, she was exploring Pilates. I was like, wow. I know who you need to go to. Of course you need to go to Bev. So, because she's based down in Sussex. So the fact that you do your classes online is just great. People all over the place.
Yeah, so that's really lovely. Welcoming the mums as well. So yeah, I taught your mum Pat this morning. So that was really nice. So shout out to Pat. Thanks so much, Vicky.
Oh, thank you, Bev. It's been lovely. Thanks a lot.
Lots of love.
You too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website. And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.